Well, no one told us it was going to be that way. The Friends Exhibit, which is really an experience on Michigan Avenue. We are talking now with, and welcome to WGN Radio, by the way, Jonathan Mayers, the founder of Superfly X. Doesn't that sound like a movie? Superfly X. But that's the production company behind the Friends Experience on Michigan Avenue. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Steve. Great to be with you.
It's good to be with you. Thank you so much. So let's start here. Tell me what the Friends Experience is. And I want to ask you some questions about Friends, 312-981-7200. Chime in there. Ask questions. You can text. You can call. But Jonathan, why did you choose Friends, and what is this experience that we're talking about?
Yeah, so my company, Superfly X, we create all sorts of fans experiences. And we knew that there was a huge following and love for the show Friends. And, you know, that has now spanned multi-generations. So in partnership with Warner Brothers, the studio, as well as the show creators, we created the Friends Experience, which is the ultimate experience for Friends fans, where they can immerse themselves in the show and step into set recreations, show moments, see original props and costumes. And we have a retail store with all sorts of exclusive merchandise only available at the Friends Experience.
So give me an example. You walk into the building where this is located on Michigan Avenue, and then what happens?
Yeah. So the format is a reservation-style format. So you get a ticket to a specific time, and it's small groups of people. Before you enter the building and throughout, you need to wear a mask. We call it our Monica Clean rules.
Of course.
Right, but it's small groups of people, and the experience itself is about 45 minutes, and you move through these different sets and show moments, all sorts of great photo ops, and you really feel like you're in the show.
Well, you kind of do, and some of those photo ops I want to talk about. So when you walk right in, I think the most iconic things, Central Perk and the sofa. At the beginning of the show, Friends, as the credits roll at the very beginning, it's that sofa with the fountain in back of it. Well, you've got that sofa with the fountain, sort of, not real water, but it looks like a fountain, in back of it. And when you hit each of these things, and then later, 20 minutes later, you get to Central Perk, there's someone there saying, you want me to take your picture? And when you say photo ops, you mean photo ops, really. You can sit down on that sofa, that very sofa. So first question, is it really, really that same orange very sofa?
It's not the one that they sat in 27 years ago, but it is an exact replication of it. We do have some original props, though, within the experience. But exactly that, Steve, you get to sit on the sofa in front of that photo scene and recreate that moment that the show starts.
And then Central Perk, the same thing. And that window in Monica's apartment that they saw over the course of the series, 1,000 different things outside that window, including some really weird stuff going on. That, a recreation of that. Obviously, it's not the real window.
Yep.
But nevertheless, and again, pictures taken everywhere. I love how friendly, truly friendly everyone is there escorting you through the exhibit, the Friends Experience exhibit. And also, as they do that, they point to you, come on over here, friend. Can I do this for you, friend? Can I do that for you? Because everyone is a friend.
Well, thank you for saying that. We're so proud of our team and our staff. And we do this because of the fans and for them to have a great time. And so, you know, we think of ourselves not just in the live entertainment space, but we're in the hospitality business. And so I'm so glad that you said that.
All right, now I need to ask you some very serious questions here.
Okay.
the most important question of all is the song that Phoebe sang. What was the name of that song?
Smelly Cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody! Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault. Monica!
They won't take you to the vet.
Chandler!
Well, we're not going to hear the whole song, but I will tell you what you do see in the exhibit. He's even laughing now, and he's probably seen that 7,812 times. What you do see in the exhibit is an image of all the animals that at one time or another, rightly or wrongly, I'm not a fan of a monkey being on a TV show, but nevertheless, they were on the show. All the guest stars that have been on the show over the years. I mean, I had forgotten about many of them. George Clooney and Brad Pitt, and you could help me with this list. I'm doing it off the top of my head here.
Susan Sarandon, Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields played
Issa Rae, a
really wacky character. Have you ever met personally any of the cast of Friends or the creators of the show?
I have, actually. We did a 30-day version last year in New York to celebrate the 25th anniversary, and that's kind of how this whole thing kicked off. And I was able to meet the show creators. I met a couple members of the cast, and, you know, it was a great way to kind of learn more about the show and for me and my team to kind of really immerse ourselves in it and hopefully put out the best experience we can for the fans.
Did you get behind-the-scenes juice on something that you can share?
Nothing that I can reveal, Steve.
Oh, no, that's not right. Well, they must have felt, I don't know, you'll tell me, did they feel honored, excited that they were, that you, all these years later, you're doing this?
Yeah, the show creators were so nice and so appreciative of all the hard work and the celebration of their show and seeing the fans after, at that point, it was the 25th anniversary, so 25 years, and see fans still love it. So it felt like they were delighted, and actually I've stayed in touch with some of them, and but it was really exciting to meet them.
You know, I would argue to some extent, it, in a way, it's more of a hit than it ever was. Why that show? I want to talk about that when we come back. We'll take any questions you have, and I have some trivia questions here. Yeah, we're going to put Jonathan on the spot on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World. We're talking about the Friends experience. We have some text we'll get to. What is your favorite moment from the TV show? Curious about that. And I wonder if that favorite moment is in some way in the exhibit or the Friends experience in Chicago. 30 years ago, a young Dave Rampage entered the carpet cleaning industry working for one of those large discount steamer companies, but that company encouraged employees to rush jobs, cut corners, and upsell customers. Dave really struggled with that. He knew there had to be a better way. Although at the time it was nerve-wracking, he started his own carpet cleaning company, one that was built on trust and honor. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning was born. Fast forward 3 decades later, Executive Green is the premier carpet cleaning company in Chicagoland. Dave's the general manager, Dave's daughter Kelly, the office manager, his son Scott, the promotion manager, Dave's son-in-law, is in the lead as far as the lead technician. That's his job. And daughter-in-law Caroline runs customer service. They're friendly, trustworthy, and it's all about family. They're a family dedicated to cleaning carpets. They'll provide a level of clean that no one else can deliver. Schedule your carpet cleaning today. Do it in March, and you get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for just $129. 3 rooms, $129. It doesn't say here that they have to be small rooms or big rooms. Call 630-990-8600, 630-990-8600, or schedule online at WGNclean.com. What's your favorite moment from the TV show Friends? I'll tell you, I received all of these social media messages every which way after I posted, which we were able to go Friday night. We enjoyed ourselves, and it was kind of like, I don't know, it was like a pot roast. It was like this meal that made you feel good. It was comfort food in a sense. And in a sense, that's why those reruns, I think, are still doing so well. And also because there's a whole generation or two or three that never saw the show when it was first on in the first place. Jonathan Mayers is the founder of Superfly X, the production company behind the Friends experience on Michigan Avenue. Jonathan, why did you choose Friends? You could have chosen, I suppose, any number of TV shows.
Yeah, well, we start because we love the show. And, you know, it represents this time in our lives that our friends are our family. And, you know, just seeing how the show has become multi-generational, I think a lot has also to do with it being on the streaming platforms, but it's just incredible. So we chose it for that very reason, and it makes you feel good. And we thought that really lent it to bring it to life.
Yes, indeed, that is so. And there are so many parts of the, for example, I have a text here. My favorite thing in the show was the entire show that they tried to move a sofa up the stairs. And you recreate right. that very moment in this exhibit.
That's right. That's the pivot moment. So you can
yes.
actually get behind the sofa
pivot.
On the staircase and take that photo.
And it really, you know, if you're a good actor, it really looks like you're moving this thing. But the good news is you really don't have to move a sofa. That's not part of the deal. But part of the deal is you get to walk through these very familiar places. We'll see if you're willing to play along with me, Jonathan, how familiar you really are with Friends. Are you ready for a Friends
okay.
quiz? All right.
I'm ready. I'm
okay.
ready, Steve.
All right. What I should have done, maybe we can still do this, is have someone call in 312-981-7200 and play against you because you're the pro, right? So do you mind
sure.
that? I know it's putting you on
not
the spot.
At all.
Okay, okay. But in the meantime, let me ask you, how many seasons was Friends on television?
Easy, Steve. That's 10.
10 seasons. He's right. Very nice. Joey played Dr. Drake Ramore. And the way he said it was something like, Dr. Drake Ramore. Very dramatic. On which soap opera show?
Days of Our Lives.
That's correct. All right, now, let's put you up here against some. So I have you locked in. Let me take. Can we take the calls? Are we ready? Oh, no, we're not quite ready.
Okay.
We're kind of doing, you know, it's live. Friends, they were able to tape everything, so they didn't have to worry about this stuff. Yeah, okay. So we've got Dave here on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Greetings and salutations.
Fancy. Very good. Dave. All right, you ready? You were a fan of the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got Chris, too. Chris, you're locked in, as they say, loaded and locked. Welcome to WGN, Chris.
How you doing?
Perfect. How you doing? I love that. All right, Chris and Dave, are you ready to go against Jonathan?
I am.
Okay. Wasn't the all Three right. Stooges. But you know what? The Three Stooges were a part of all this. So who said, certainly, who said that?
That was Jerome Lester Horowitz, not from the show, but I mean, that was the, you know, the who's actually said it in real life. You know.
I know. Who's talking? Whose voice is this?
This is Dave.
All right, Dave, what did the Three Stooges have to do in any way with Friends?
Let's see. Oh, God. It was something that Monica did not like.
Jonathan?
There was statues of the Three Stooges in Joey and Chandler's apartment.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Here, let's get back to the questions here. What store does Phoebe hate? First, Dave.
Oh, that was Pottery Barn, the source of all evil.
Chris.
I think he's correct.
And for the real answer, Jonathan.
Pottery Barn.
Excellent. What was the occupation of Rachel's fiancé, Barry Farber? Chris?
Orthodontist? Or regular dentist?
Dave?
Yeah, that was the Tom Selleck character, right?
Was he a proctologist, Dave?
No, that was a dentist.
A dentist, okay. Let's go to Jonathan here. Jonathan, was it a proctologist, or are these guys right?
Not a proctologist, an orthodontist.
Orthodontist. No, they're right. Orthodontist. Oh, there we go. Technical difficulty on our end. That happens. All right. True or false? Rachel kissed all her friends, male and female, on the show. Dave?
No.
Chris?
I'm going true.
Jonathan?
It's true.
All right. Yes. What is the name of Phoebe's twin sister, who I think appeared for a couple of seasons on the show? Dave?
God, I'm having a senior moment here.
All right, well, you have your moment. Chris?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
Chris is having a moment, too. Jonathan, I bet you might know.
I do know this. It's Ursula.
Ursula, yep.
Yep, absolutely right. Ross says, let me read that again. Ross says, oh, yeah, I read it right. Ross says, whose name at the altar in London?
Rachel.
Hold on. Jumping the gun there. Who was that?
Chris, sorry.
All right, Chris, no need to be sorry. Dave, what do you think?
I think it was Rachel because you're having a little Freudian slip with the London marriage.
Yeah, so to speak. And Jonathan?
Rachel!
All right, here's a royal question for you guys. Which member of the British royal family, the only member of the British royal family, to appear on Friends? Chris?
Oh, was it the redhead older lady? Can't remember her name.
Well, when she was on Friends, she wasn't an older lady at that time, I don't think. I don't think she'd be complimented. This is no way to talk about royalty, Chris. All right. Well, you think about it, Dave. You know who the older redhead lady is?
I think that would have been Sarah Ferguson.
Yes. And Jonathan, I bet you know.
Fergie.
It was. Yes. You guys win. Nothing. But nevertheless,
it's part of the Friends experience.
You got to experience this. Dave, I assume, I have a question for both Dave and Chris. Dave, I assume you're a fan of the show. I'm curious as to why and whether you still watch the show in reruns if you can.
I do watch it in reruns when I can. The thing that I think liked about that kind of it was Chandler's smart aleckiness. It was not unlike, you know, the kind of, wisecracking that goes all the way back to Groucho Marx.
You bet your life.
Addison, the character from Moonlighting, who, by the way, Bruce Willis was also did several guest appearances on the program.
Yep.
And, like I say, it's just that, for being part of that, there was no character that was more smart alecky. Well, like I say, among the, and that was one of the things that was like, like when they cleaned out the apartment of the person upstairs, and it was and when they say, look at, Rachel says, look at all this crap, and Chandler says, and that's always the good name of crap.
I love how you remember the line too.
Yes,
Chris, you a fan of the show?
Yeah, I think it's like you were saying earlier. I think it's just kind of comfortable when I'm flipping around. There's new stuff and there's movies, but Friends is on. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch this for the 42nd time. So I think it's a comfort thing from yesteryear, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of timeless in a way, though. Even though some of... So when you watch, I don't know if you watch the situation comedy, some of them, not all of them, from the 1950s or 60s, like I Love Lucy or Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason, they're kind of timeless because there's nothing pretty much about current events. Maybe a president is mentioned in a script or two, and that's about it. These shows, they actually do mention some things that are happening at the moment, inside jokes that you'd love at the time, but not 25 or 30 years later. So what is it, Jonathan, about Friends, do you think, that makes it seem timeless to you?
Yeah, I think it's the relationships between the characters that and I think I said earlier that it's this time where your friends are your family. Maybe you're right out of school, you haven't really settled down yet, and that's what the show represents to me. So it's kind of that memory of that, and it just makes me laugh, you know, when you put it on. And so that's what I love about it.
Well, laughter is never a bad thing. Where can people see the Friends Experience? Jonathan?
Yes. So the Friends Experience, we're in Chicago through May 31st, and it's located at the corner of Michigan and Ohio. Tickets are available online at friendstheexperience.com, and tickets are $35, and the experience is 45 minutes. So we love being in Chicago, and we hope as many people come and see it as possible.
All right. Once again, that's friendstheexperience.com /Chicago. By the way, it send you right to the Chicago location. And as you said, on North Michigan Avenue, right at Ohio Street. I loved it. I had a great time. Most of all, had a great time doing this because of Dave and Chris. Thank you very much for playing along, guys.
Thank you very much. Keep your powder dry, live long and prosper, and may the force be with you.
I don't think that's from Friends. Jonathan, thank you so much. Thanks.